Tales of the Free Cities, Season 2, The Free Cities Draft. Episode 10, The Return. Edge stopped to catch her breath just as the sun dipped low enough to touch the treetops. A brisk wind snapped around her sparse surroundings, stealing most of the lingering warmth and leading her to pull the heavy coat tighter to her body. This was nothing, she knew. The great forests would be a far harsher climate to endure. Better she enjoyed the last vestiges of autumn now, before the foreboding wilderness hid it beneath a dense canvas of leaves and snow. A thin roll-up protruded from her lips, little more than the blackened stump of the remains of her tobacco after a long day spent walking the old trail. She took a long drag and burned through the rest, before grinding the exhausted remains beneath her toe. She might have to accept the loss of warm afternoons and bright evenings, but she'd fight the bastards to the last breath if they asked her to quit smoking. Noting the crimson painted across the sky, Edge heaved her kit bag back over her shoulder and set off again. Her eyes scoured the horizon for any hint of a place she might spend the night. The last few evenings she'd climbed into the boughs of old trees by the side of the road, a bed which kept her safe from beasts, but set a crook into her back. She'd have happily given up the coins in her purse for an evening spent in an old barn. It wasn't like they'd be any use amongst her nomadic kin in any case. The possibility of returning to the frozen north had plagued her throughout the draft. An unsettled feeling had grown in her stomach as the weeks went on, and it became obvious she'd attracted the attention of the Hunters Guild. She had no affiliation to the guild personally, other than her clan had paid fealty to them since a time before memory or song could recall. However, it wasn't the Hunters Guild which had caused her to steal away one night, fleeing into the darkness with only a bedroll to her name. That decision had been forced upon her by the fate of her sister. Edge would never forget the heartache which followed Scaether's ascension to the avatar of the Winter Queen. The shy and retiring younger sister she once knew had disappeared overnight, along with any trace of warmth and compassion. Into that void had rushed bitter, icy cold winds, the manifest essence of the Moon Goddess. The realization Scaether, the only member of her community she much liked, had likely been destroyed by the essence of the Winter Queen had sent Edge reeling. Running away was the first and easiest solution when compared to facing the stranger her sister had become. Pain and fear kept her feet moving until she'd arrived in the crowded, dirty southern cities. It had been her friendship with Amber that gave her the resolve to return. After falling into the role of a protective sibling once more, Edge's heart had thawed, forcing her to confront the guilt she felt for abandoning Scaether. It was that sentiment she clung to now. Without it, she doubted she'd have accepted the contract from the Hunters Guild at all. Autumn was a solemn and lonely affair this far north. Her boots crunched through fallen leaves, the sound echoing ominously until it was swallowed by the wind. Small bushes rustled as the stiff air disturbed them, dead branches scratching over the ground, green tones muted yellow and brown. She could feel the ancient gods presiding over her already, judgmental and stern. Bottom lip turned contemptuously. She offered them a middle finger. Like most people from the fringes of civilized society, she'd grown up knowing their hard tyranny. But after seeing the world outside of this realm, was entirely convinced of their impotence. The Southerners had entirely forgotten the old ways. They treated those that preserved in such beliefs as hermits at best, and persecuted them at worst. As she travelled among the rural Iskiri in particular, she had seen more than one pyre with a blackened corpse lashed to a centre pole, the scent of their charred flesh floating on the air. The gods did nothing, and brought no divine vengeance. It was justification enough for Edge's decision to abandon them. She might now be returning to her homeland, but she'd never again waste her time with worship or blind devotion. The silhouette of an old building came into view between the trees, solid and square against the natural landscape. One weary foot after another, Edge changed direction to head towards it. Hidden among the foliage, Scaether watched silently. The champion of the Moon Goddess looked dramatically different to when Edge had last seen her. Her shock of white hair had grown brittle and frayed, her skin now coloured by deathly pallor. Lines had taken root around her eyes, aging her far beyond her years. Mortal weariness hung off her like a deathly shroud.
Sister.
When she spoke, her voice was but a whisper, cracked and weakened by the absence of the goddess for so many months. At her flank, she felt a lance of pain from where the Scion's blade had pierced her flesh.
The Omen spoke to you. You have returned, sister.
Ahead, Edge turned her eyes back for a moment, but by the time she did, Scaether was gone. The Free Cities Draft was written by Sherwin Matthews and is the sole property of Steamforge Games Limited. It is reproduced here with their kind permission and their continued support.